you guys here? You're not awake yet.
I know. Okay,
wake up!
Hi.
Today we're going to talk about God's presence. And we're going to look at an instance in Exodus where God's presence came down on a mountain. And then we're also going to real quick look at the difference now in how we see God's presence, how we feel His
presence.
But first off, I got to ask you a question. Have your parents ever told you, don't do that? Pick thing. Don't touch that. Don't drink that. Don't take my coffee. Have your parents ever told you that? And then, is there ever a time where, like, you're told not to do something, but then your older brother or sister gets to? In Exodus, the Israelites are in the area of Mount Sinai, where Moses met God at the burning bush. And God tells Moses to prepare the people for in 3 days I'm going to come down on this mountain. And this is big news. They get to see God's presence coming down on a mountain. What if we were told, come next Sunday, President Obama and Prime Minister Abe are going to be here? Okay, you guys might not be excited. What about... Chocolate? Okay, yeah. Would you guys be excited that everybody's going to get a huge candy bar next week? But this is even better, because this is God's presence coming down to speak to Moses. So they're preparing, but God says to Moses, well, I need you to make a boundary around the mountain. Make it so that no one of them can come up there. So let's read our verse here real quick. Exodus 19:12, and if you guys can read English, read with me. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourselves, that ye do not go up into the mountain, or even touch the border of it. For whosoever touches the mountain shall be surely put to death. So I don't think you've ever had a rule quite like that. If you touch that coffee, you're going to die.
unless
you're touching it before your parents have to drink something. So God's going to appear on this mountain, and as He comes down on the mountain, it comes down in fire and clouds and earthquake, thunder and lightning. All of that happens. I mean, we have earthquakes here, and sometimes it's a little bit scary, right? But can you imagine at the same time if we had lightning, thunder, you saw fire and clouds all coming down while there's an earthquake? So it's no surprise that people at that point in time were afraid of God's presence. But today we don't really experience God's presence like that. I mean, we even sang in our first song today, right, about God's presence and inviting Him here into this very room.
Yeah.
back in Old Testament time, only Moses, only those who were invited into God's presence could go. But in Matthew 11, Jesus, who is God in human form, says, come to me, everyone who is weary, and I'll give you rest. So when God's presence comes down, we can have joy instead of sorrow. We can have peace in trials, even though we may not really understand why we're going through that hard time. And we get to experience God's never-ending love to each and every one of us. And because of His presence, the Holy Spirit, in each and every one of us, we get to have those gifts from Him every day of our lives. We could spend every minute of every day of the rest of our life in God's presence. So that is my prayer for you guys, that you will realize that following God, choosing a life that pleases Him, is what He's asking of each and every one of us. And so we'll pray, and I'm just going to ask God's presence to come into this room again, and above all, that He will be so real to you that you will feel His presence. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day we've given to us. Thank you, Lord, that you are providing the air that we need to breathe so that we may live here. Thank you, Lord, that you just allow our hearts to keep beating automatically with no thought to it, so that we can be alive and enjoy you. And Lord, I know that you are here in this room, and I just ask that you would reveal yourself to these children. And Lord, I ask that at a very young age they would choose to follow you with their whole heart. Let your Holy Spirit speak to their lives, Lord, and just change them to be more
loving.
Thank you so much for the Holy Spirit that gives us your presence wherever we go. We love you and thank you.
Thank you, Mark, and Agumi, and Kit.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Today, when I came to church, first thing I did.
空が綺麗でした。
The first thing I noticed on my way was that it was a really beautiful sky.
やっぱり相当立ち止まってですね、こうやってこうやって時間をかけてこうやって
so,
こう撮ったり。
I stopped. I was coming by bicycle. So I think maybe walking. But anyway, I kept stopping and taking pictures of the sky.
でもそうすると結構眺めてこう見てました。
So I was really kind of just pausing there and I'm taking lingering and taking some pictures.
とても素晴らしい、とても綺麗な本当に晴天でした。
It was really, really such a beautiful morning.
でも今日は9月17日 9/11 です。
But today is actually September 11th, Memorial Day.
それを聞いた時にまたいろんな思いが私の中に浮かびました。
So it's the time that we remember the act of terrorism in the United States, and I thought about the same when I remember that.
集まれることを感謝します。
So really.So grateful and thankful that I'm alive and I can gather here. I don't want to take that for granted.
共に祈りたいと思います。
But also, I want to pray with all of you. Pray that peace can come to this earth.
怒りや憎しみの光が断ち切られることを。
Pray that anger and hate would be dissolved and would be overcome.
一人一人が平和を作るものになることを祈りたいと思います。
And I want to pray that we could be peacemakers. We could be the ones who make and bring peace. Let's have a time of prayer.
天のお父様、今日は9月11日です。
Father God, today is September 11th.
そして世界の平和について今思いを寄せています。
It's a time that we can really set our eyes not only on tragedy but on the peace of the world. Father God, we pray that peace would overcome the darkness.
私の心の中にある憎しみや怒りの鎖をあなたが断ち切ってください。
We pray that if there are any chains of hate or of anger in our own heart, that those chains would be broken.
私の中に許しと愛をあなたが与えてください。
Oh Father God, please replace those chains with forgiveness and with love.
どうか私たちを平和を作り出すものとして用いてください。
Oh Lord, we pray that we would be peacemakers.
イエス様の名前を通してお祈りします。
We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 地図は出ますかね、
はい、There should be a map coming up and,
先週は使徒言行論からお話をしたんですけど、今日はコロサイ書からお話をしようと思います。
Last week I talked with you from a passage from the book of Acts. Today I want to talk from the letter to the Colossians.
パウロやパウロの仲間たちはいろんなところに歩いてイエス様のが救主であるということを述べ伝えました。
Paul and the people who were with him went to various towns and cities and they shared the gospel.
そして信じた人たちが集まって家やいろんな場所で教会を作り出しました。
And after he went to various towns, people in those towns received the Lord and believed that Christ was the Savior andThey started to gather in houses or in other places, and it said how the church started to
see.
There were various people who were
Jewish people.
There were various Jewish people who became Christians.
ギリシャ人もまたいろんな外国の人たちもその場にいました。
And there were also various other.Greek people who also became Christians.
パウロたちは一定期間そこで教えた後、また次の町に移っていきます。
And Paul shared the gospel and he taught them for a little while and then after that he went on to the next town.
その度にその場所のリーダーや長老たちを選んで彼らに全てを委ねて出かけるわけです。
And before Paul left, he set upWho would be the leaders in that place? Who would help in various ways? So if you look at the map, you can see the names of various cities, and those were places where churches grew.
彼らはまた何年か後にこの場を訪れて人々を励ましたりもしましたけれども。
And as we talked about last week, Paul, when he went again to the places where he had planted churches and he went again to visit those places.
またいろんな時には手紙を書いて彼らを教えたり励ましたりしました。
And at other times he didn't go but rather he wrote a letter and particularly for some particular church.
その手紙書簡が新約聖書に多く集められています。
And theseLetters of Paul or letters of other leaders are gathered together and Yeah, most of them
are in the New Testament. その手紙は教え導くという内容もある時もあれば
And、some of those letters had、parts of them that were teaching or part of them that were leading people on how to live their lives.
もしくは励ましたり、または怒ったりすること、叱ったりするということで
There were other places that were encouraging people or there were also places that were actually、not exactly reprimanding but、telling people that they were going in the wrong direction, telling people that they had made mistakes and、correcting them.
ですから私たち書簡を通して一体教会に何が大切か、またパウロたちは何を教えていたかを学ぶことができます。
So if we read the letters that are found in the New Testament of the Bible, we can、know as Christians what's important for us today.
今日はコロサイのですからエペソの南というか、その東、大体160キロぐらいのところにあるところはコロサイという町。今はトルコの一部ですけど、その町です。
So if you look at the map, you can see Ephesus, which is kind of in the middle, and、to the east of Ephesus is Colossae.
実際にパウロはですね、このコロサイには行ってはいないんですね。
And actually, Paul is not、in Colossae. He has gone to Colossae.
最初にエペソに行って、そこで教会を立ち上げます。
Rather, he was in Ephesus.Ephesus, and he、planted a church there.
そしてそのエペソでクリスチャンになったエパフロスがこのコロサイの教会を立ち上げたと言われています。
And、while he was in Ephesus,、a man named Epaphras, he became a Christian, and he was the one who went to Colossae.
コロサイ書の1章2章を読むとですね、このコロサイの教会の問題がいつか分かります。
And if we read the letter to Colossae, we see that, especially in chapters 1 and 2, that their church had some problems.
最初のイエス様を中心と教えから少しずれてしまったようです。
Even though in the beginning, Christ was the focus of their gathering,that started to change slowly.
いろんな違う教えが入ってきたと言われます。
And different types of teaching came into the church.
一つは神秘主義、ミスティシズムだと言われます。
And one of those teachings was a type of mysticism.
もう一つは禁欲主義、アセティズムだとも言われています。
Another teaching that came in was asceticism.
もしくはいろんな哲学、フィロソフィーが入ってきたという。
And、different types of thinking of philosophies came into the church.
いろいろな情報がそのコロサイの教会に伝わってきたわけです。
So different types of teaching started to influence the、people that were gathered at Colossae.
コロサイの手紙、パウロの書いた手紙の一番の中心はキリストにを見上げてキリストに結ばれなさいということです。
So theNumber one, the strongest teaching that we find in the letter to Colossians is Paul's urging them to seek nothing but Christ.
今、パウロはですね、日本の教会を見たら一体どんな手紙を書くか思いますか?
If Paul looked at the churches in Japan, what do you think he would write to us?
もしくは、この水を見たら、パウロ何を私たちに教え、励ましたいと思うでしょうか?
If Paul looked at Mizuba's community church, what do you think he would write to this church?
頑張れとか言いますかね?
Would he say, oh, keep fighting, keep going?
よくやってるとか言いますかね?
Would he say, oh, you guys are doing a good job?
では、コロサイ書の3章からいくつか読みたいと思います。
So today I want to read some passages in、the third chapter.
ちょっと飛び飛びなんですけど。
I'm going to skip around a tiny bit, skip some of、the verses, but
let's read. 3章の1節、2節を読みします。
Let's read from chapter 3.
さて、あなた方はキリストと共に復活させたのですから、上にあるものを求めなさい。そこではキリストが神の右の座についておられます。上にあるものに心を留め、地上のものに心を浸れないようにしなさい。
So if you read English, if you'd like to join me, that would be great. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth.
次は5節を読みます。だから地上的なもの、すなわちみだらな行い、不潔な行い、情欲、悪い欲望及び貪欲をすべて去りなさい。
Skip to verse 5. put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you? Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
今はそのすべてをすなわち怒り、憤り、悪意、そして口から出るはずべき言葉を捨てなさい。互いに嘘をついてはなりません。古い人をその行いとともに脱ぎ捨て、古い人の姿に習う新しい人を身につけ、日々新たにされて真の知識に達するのです。そこにはもはやギリシャ人やユダヤ人、割礼を受けた者と受けていない者、未開人、敵対人、奴隷、自由な身分の者の区別はありません。キリストがすべてであり、すべての者のうちにおらぬのです。あなた方は神に選ばれ、聖なるものとされ、愛されているのですから、哀れみの心、慈愛、謙遜、柔和、寛容を身につけなさい。互いに忍び合い、責めるべきことがあっても許し合い、主があなた方を許してくださったように、あなた方も同じようにしなさい。
Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all.Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against one another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
水場にもいろんな国の人たちがいますね。七八カ国いるかもしれませんし、年齢も違いますけれども。
At Mizuba, we have people gathered from various countries, maybe seven or eight countries, and also there are various ages that gather together.
11節を見るとですね、この教会にもいろんな人たちがいたことがわかります。
If we look at verse 11 in this passage, we see that there were various different types of people gathered at the church at Colossae as well.
ギリシャ人とユダヤ人がいました。
There were people who were called Greeks.And people who were called Jews.
割礼を受けた者と受けていない人たちがいました。
There were people who were circumcised and there were people who were not circumcised.
未開人がいました。
There were people who were not
barbarian.
Who were barbarians.
それから
so called.
機械
There were
Scythians. 奴隷がいました。
There were slaves.
自由人もいました。
And there were people who were
いろんな人たちがいたことがここでは分かります。
There were various types of people all gathered.
いろんな背景があるわけですね。
And they all had different backgrounds.
さらに、パウロはここで3つのことを教えてます。
And Paul teaches them three things.
一つは、地上のものではなくて、キリスト上にあるものに目を留めなさい。
The first thing is to set their eyes not on the things that are of this earth.But on God who's above. The second thing is all the things that are of this world needed to be thrown away.
で、古い人、古いものを脱ぎ捨てて、新しい人、キリストの性質を身につけなさいと言います。
The old self needed to be taken off, and the new self, which is Christ, needed to be put on.
ね、3つのことですね。この3つのことがここに書かれてあります。上のものを見上げる、キリストを見上げる、地上のものに心を惹かれないと言います。
Paul teaches to look at the things that are above, to look at God, the things that are of God, and rather than to setting their eyes on the things of the earth, to forget about those things.
今日、詩篇の23篇も歌いましたね。もう神様だけです。他のものを欲しがりません。神様で十分ですという歌を今日歌いました。
Tommy led us in the song that all I want is do. And it's saying that, the song is saying as well that there's nothing else that we need, only God.
神様の愛を味わった時、神様の祝福を受けた時、もう私たち本当に他のものはいらないと思います。
When we taste God's love, when we taste His goodness, we can...We no longer desire many other types of things.
神様との関係を回復し、罪から解放されるときも他のものはいらないと思います。
When we are set free from our sins, then there are other the things that we used to want. We don't want so much anymore.
癒し、回復、自由を私たちが与えていますね。
God has given us freedom and He's given us healing.
喜びや平安も与えられていますね。
He's given us joy and He's given us.He's given us joy and He's given us hope.
安心も与えられています。
He's given us a peace in our heart.
私たちの体験したそれらはもうこのようやこの誰も他のものが与えない一番素晴らしいものだということを私たちは体験しますね。私たちはそれらの大きないろんなもの本当に他のものじゃなくて神様しか与えられない。私たちは神様からそれらのものを与えられると分かっています。
My problem is just English, the verb comes second, but in Japanese it comes last, so he's saying too much before I get into the verb, and so I can't, my mind is just not that smart. So
we're trying
again.
神様だけが私たちに、神様だけが私たちに与えてくださいます。
God Himself gifts us with various things.
もう一番素晴らしいものを神様は与えてくださいます。
God gives us the very best things.
そして私たちは神様の前で愛されている自分を見ます。
And we can look at ourselves as ones who are loved by God.
私たちは神様の前で許されている自分を発見します。
We can discover and see ourselves that.Now I have been one that's been forgiven.
また私たち神様の前で自分に価値があるものだということを発見します。
And we can discover ourselves before God that we are ones who have value.
他の人がではない神様は私たちを愛し許し私たちに価値を与えてくださいます。
God loves us.And God sees value in us. God has forgiven us. Not somebody else only, but we ourselves as well. And because of that, we can be filled with praise. But there are so many times that we forget to have a thankful heart.
現状を見て感謝よりも知らず知らずに不平や不満ばっかりになります。
But when we look at our circumstances, rather than this feeling of thanksgiving and gratefulness, we can feel complaint or we can feel that things are not fair.
もっと美味しい朝食食べたいなとかいっぱいいろいろあります。
Maybe you're eating something and you think, wow, I wish I could eat something that was a lot tastier than this.
悪くすると過去のもの、昔の悪いものがよく見えたりしてしまいます。
And perhaps others of you look at bad things that happened in the past, and those kind of bad things are keeping your focus in the present as well.
また周りの人を見ると周りの人の方がかっこよく見えたりします。
Or maybe you look around and you think, wow, you're jealous of somebody else.
隣の芝が青く見えると言いますね。
And in English we have the expression that the grass looks greener in your neighbor's yard.
同じはずなのに何かしないけど他のものを人の方が持っていると何かいいように見えたんですね。
So sometimes we look at what we have and we look at what we don't have and those things that we don't have look so much better.
私たちの中に不平不満が忍び寄って入ってきていませんか
？So,Before we know it, without noticing, we have in our hearts this feeling of unfairness, this feeling of complaint.
ですから繰り返しパウロはもうそうではなくてイエス様だけを見上げなさいと。
But once again, let's remember what Paul teaches. He says to fix your eyes upon Christ alone.
地上のものに心を惹かれてはいけませんと教えます。
Don't let your heart be pulled down to the things of this earth.
目をつぶって歩いてですね、
walk around with your eyes closed,
目をつぶって歩いてるときに、
if we do that,
美味しい匂いがつくと、もう美味しい匂いの方に自然にこう行ったりしますね。
Maybe your eyes are closed and you're just living by your smell and oh wow, I'll fall right down. I'm not going to close my eyes, but pretend my eyes are closed and you're walking around and you just smell. Oh, that smells good. That smells good.
いろんなものが匂いやいろんなものが私たちを引っ張っていってしまいますね。
Smells or different things might be pulling, tugging at your heart.
小さい時こんないたずらしたことはありますか？
When you were little, did you do this kind of trick?
まあ500円玉、今は500円玉開いてませんけど、昔500円玉には穴が開いてました。
So, a long time ago, the 500 yen coin in Japan had a hole in the middle.
そこに糸をつけてですね、道に置いておくんです。
So, you put a string upon it and you put it in the middle of the street.
来る人を待つんですね。どういう反応するか。
You wait for somebody to come along and you wonder how they're going to respond.
それやったことある人？
Anybody done anything like that?
あれ私だけですか？
Only me. Okay.
ねえ、やっぱり私たちは気がつくと寄っていっちゃうんですね。
So just like someone might go after that 500 yen coin without our noticing, we're kind of being pulled in different types of directions.
私たちは本当にそういうものでなく、本当に主を見続けなくてはいけません。
But it's not those things that should be tugging on our hearts, but rather we should be turning our hearts toward God.
でも一つ誤解したくないことはあります。
But there's one thing that I want to think about with you.So that we don't invite misunderstanding.
クリスチャンになったら頑張って一生懸命イエス様を見続けなくちゃいけないって言ってやるんではないと思うんですよね。
So it's not that when we become Christians we have to be trying so hard with all our might to keep our eyes on God.
確かにこうやって一生懸命頑張って見上げる時もありますよ。
There are certainly times when we have to try hard and we have to really set our eyes on God. However,
でも主を見上げて休むことも大切なんです。
There are other times when we should be just soaking in God's presence and just keeping our eyes on Him in rest and peace.
でも私たちは焦点をずらしてはいけません。
But no matter what our circumstances are, we can't take our focus off of God.
道に迷ってもいけないんです。
We can't be lost on which road we should be taking.
いろんなこの地上のものが私たちを誘惑したときに私たちは目を覚まさなくてはいけません。
There are different things in this life that will be pulling at our hearts, but we can't go along with those things.
その時に目覚まし時計を鳴らさなくちゃいけないですね。
So at those times, it's like we have to just turn on.
Turn on.
We have to turn like a